كواس او حتى سوق قد تاتشل اتما تقيت اتلاكوال تشلاثوك قوى شمس. Welcome everyone, it's Wednesday the 28th of June. Today we're getting into family lesson 4, which is called Akan Abhak, what are you doing? Akan Abhak is a very frequent question, including in greetings. And we're going to start by having a very simple mini conversation where we ask, what are you doing? I'm doing such and such. And I've given you 8 very simple verbs that you can put into this sentence frame. First, let's pronounce the verbs. Mamuk, Pisatuk, Huxatu, Huxatu. As I've said before, Huxatu is challenging to pronounce, and you should use every time you practice this as an opportunity to improve your pronunciation a little bit. Take your time. Try to nail that X if you can. Huxatu. Siqil. Natnatnich. Natnatnich. This word, natnatnich, has 3 glottalized ends, and if you're doing them right, they should be clearly audible. Natnatnich. Qeitz qeitza. If you're pronouncing qeitz qeitza right, there should be we should be able to hear the lower pitch of the Q, and it should also deform the I. Keitz keitza. There is also a similar word with K's, pronounced keitz keitza. Keitz keitza means stirring. Keitz keitza means writing. Yatz panach. Weak stup shahap. Weak stup shahap. We're now going to build some simple one-word sentences by adding mah to a verb. Mamuk, mamukwah. Pisatuk, pisatukwah. Huxatu, huxatumah. Siqil, siqilah. Natnatnich, natnatnichah. Qeitz qeitza, qeitz qeitzamah. Yatz panach, yatz panachah. Weak stup shahab, weak stup shahamah. With weak stup shahab, we have a stem that ends in a P, and a funny thing happens when we have a stem ending in a P and an ending that begins in a weak M. Either the P or the M is pronounced. And I suggest you pick one and stick with that. So in these situations, I choose to pronounce the M. I say weak stup shahamah. Other people choose to pronounce the P, weak stup shahapah. And some people go back and forth. But I advise you to keep it simple by picking one pattern and sticking to it. We've been practicing the words and conversation on page 4, where we make some simple one-word sentences using some simple verbs. To have the mini conversation, Akan Abhak Siqilah, and so on. The next embellishment we're going to add to this is asking a follow-up question. So, for example, say that I ask Akan Abhak, and my partner responds, Mamukwah. What are you doing? I'm working. Akan Abhak Mamukwah. I can follow up with Mamukhak. Are you working? Mamukhak. To which they would respond, Mamukwah. That might seem like a very simple exchange, but to beginners, that is a challenge, and it's well worth practicing. You might then follow that up with, Huxatuhak, are you resting? Huxatuhak. If they're working, they can't be resting, so this gives them an opportunity to use negation. Wikah, huxatu, I'm not resting. Mamukwah, I'm working. So this is how that simple conversation might sound from the beginning with follow-ups. Akan abhak mamukwah. Mamukhak ha'a mamukwah. Huxatuhak wikah huxatu mamukwah. This is a technique that we call follow-up question, and it's very good for practicing mood endings, understanding of mood endings, and the ability to put the mood ending in the proper place in the sentence, which are simple but fundamental skills. The next embellishment we're going to add is using some two-word verb phrases. So far, we've only been using one-word verbs. One of our default responses to Akhenabhak is Hohtakshiha ko ko atsa is an example of a two-word verb phrase, learning to speak Nuchano. The verb phrase is Hohtakshiha ko ko atsa. The complete sentence has a mood ending. Hohtakshiha ko ko atsa. We're going to pronounce these verb phrases by themselves and then plus mah. Here we go. Hohtakshiha ko ko atsa. Hohtakshiha ko ko atsa. U'athuk tat ne'is. U'athukwa tat ne'is. Ya'ath pikchas tsu'yak. Ya'athah pikchas tsu'yak. Na'atah nuk tsu. Na'atahah nuk tsu. Uxna'ath pisatmis. Uxna'athah pisatmis. Utsu'uk si'ath. Utsu'ukwah si'ath. I'm going to Seattle. Wathak si'ath. Wathakah si'ath. I'm going to Seattle. Another way of saying the same thing. We're building on what we've learned so far about how to answer the question, what are you doing? Akhenabhak, Akhenabhak. And now we're going to talk about what third persons are doing. What is he doing? What is she doing? What are they doing? To do this, we're going to learn some words for people, animals, and vehicles, and a bunch more verbs. And then using these words, we can make simple two-word sentences like the woman is working, the man is dancing, the young man is writing, the young woman is paddling, and so on. Let's start by pronouncing the people words on page 8. Chakup. Thutsma. Hakwak. Hawthak. Hakwat is. Me'itkats is. When you're learning me'itkats is for the first time, you might find it useful to break it into syllables. Me'itkats is. Notice that our words for girl and boy both end in is. This is the same s you see, is you see in datne is, child, children. Is is a generic diminutive ending. You might have noticed that when I suggested nicknames to you guys, I think I gave most of you the option of one that ends in is. That's one way of forming nicknames. For example, one of the first linguists to seriously study Nuchanoth was Sapir, Edward Sapir, and his Nuchanoth nickname was Sap Is, which is like sappy, you know, but more positive sounding in Nuchano. We're also going to learn the article mood ending, which is E. This sounds nearly identical to the command mood ending, E. The only difference, is that the command mood is hardening, whereas the article mood is not. So the article mood always starts with a glottal stop, whereas the command mood sometimes starts with a glottal stop, and at other times hardens the last sound of its stem. Both the command E and the article E have weak long vowels, so they're pronounced long only after a one-syllable stem and are otherwise have short vowels. Let's pronounce each of these people words alone and then plus E. For example, chakup, chakup E, meaning man, the man. Notice that there is a glottal stop in chakup E. So the syllables are cha, kup, E, not cha, kopi, but cha kopi. Sutsma, sutsmei. The pronunciation sutsmei is an example of umlaut, where the e causes the final a of sutsma to become to lower to an e vowel. Sutsma, sutsmei. Previously, we saw the same type of pattern in yuqua, yuquei. Hakwat, hakwat-i. Ha-wisat-i. In my experience, most people find the word ha-wisat very challenging to pronounce right. I think it's because it has a cluster of difficult sounds. So back H, hard W, bar del, and a bar lambda in the same word. Moreover, its lengths are long, short, short. Ha-wisat. Ha-wisat. When I was learning New Chanoth, I had to really give this word my full attention for the first 2 or 3 years until I finally got used to it. Ha-quat is. Ha-quat is I. Me-it-quats is. Me-it-quats is I. Let's take one of the verbs that we've already learned today, say siqih, cooking, and we'll make some simple sentences using that verb. So if I wanted to know what the man was doing, I might ask, aqin abha chakup'i, to which I might answer, siqih ma chakup'i. The man is cooking. How about aqin abha thutsme'i? Just now we did the sentence siqilma me'ilqats is'i, and this strikes me, me'ilqats is'i, strikes me as a word with a lot of glottal stops in it, me'ilqats is'i, and whether you pronounce these glottal stops properly will show whether you have a good or poor accent in New Channel. So the syllables should be me'ilqats is'i. E. One way to think about the importance of the glottal stop is that it fills a position in the syllable structure, right? Every syllable has to start with a consonant in New Channel, one and only one consonant, and glottal stop fulfills that requirement. Now we're moving on to page 9, and we're going to learn some more verbs. Here we go. Yatsuk. Kamitkuk. Huyas, Nunuk, Tlakish, Tlakis, Tequas, Tequis, Tsik Tsika, Kates Katesa. Not not nich. Sue. Tuch tuchwa. So we had a question, which was in a sentence like Sue ma hakwat is pish pish. A girl is holding a cat. How do we know who's doing what to whom? How do we know the girl's holding the cat and not the cat holding the girl? Sue ma hakwat is pish pish. There's no marking, there's no clear marking in New Channel that will tell us which one is doing the action. However, there are some clues. So, first of all, Barkley Sound dialects tend to put the subject before the object. That is not an absolute rule, though. So, you can assume that if you hear Su ma hakwat is pish pish, it's the girl holding the cat, just because hakwat is comes first. But, you know, it would not be unusual for someone to say su ma pish pish ha kwatis to mean the same thing. So that is not a hard and fast rule. A better indication is that often the more important participant gets an article. So we're more likely to say su ma ha kwatis I pish pish than we are to put the article on cat. And that I indicates that the girl is the more important participant, and also that she's probably the subject. And failing that, there's real-world knowledge. So people will often assume that because girls are more likely to hold cats than the other way around, that that's what you mean. But yeah, the short answer is there is no clear marking in Nuchonal to show which is the subject and which is the object. However, there are situations where this is made clear. And I'll just give you one example for now. But if I say, who's dancing, I'll ask, Achakha huyah, Achakha huyah. But if I ask, who does he see, I'll ask, Achachitha natsa. Achachitha natsa. And the form of the question word, akakha versus achachitha, does give a clear indication as to who's doing what to whom. That's a advanced pattern that we'll get into much later. So far, on page 8, we learned some words for people, 6 words for people. Then we learned about 12 or 13 new verbs. Here are some more. We're going to talk about 4 kinds of animals. Black bear, eagle, spring salmon, and sockeye salmon. Be aware that the words for black bear and grizzly bear are different in Nuchonal, so there's no generic word for bear, unlike in English. There are no grizzly bears on Vancouver Island, thank goodness. So the most of the time we're talking about black bears in Nuchonal. There's also every species of salmon has a different name, so there's no generic word for salmon. When we need a generic word for salmon, we use the English word salmon. So here are some more nouns and verbs that you are going to combine into sentences. Chimps. Those of you with English accents may be tempted to pronounce it chims as if it ended with a Z, but it does not. It's chimps. S is an S is an S. Tsikhwetin. Soha. Me'at. Mata. Susa. Hatis. Chuya. Klupka. Weich. Weich. I think that's plenty of words for you guys to play with right now, so I'm going to hold off on the words for vehicles and the additional verbs that follow. So with the words for people and animals and the verbs that you've learned so far, you should be able to say plenty of different things. You're going to be unsure a lot of the time. Just do your best. I'm here to answer your questions, and I'll give you 10 or 15 minutes to practice, and then we'll come back together and try to resolve some of your confusions. And don't forget to starfish. We will be continuing this very same practice tomorrow morning when your brains are fresher. So we're going to continue talking about pictures and what people, animals, and vehicles are doing in those pictures. Here are some comments on what you're learning that might help some things fall into place for you. First of all, several of you are already starting to notice that the default order of Nuchonal sentences is predicate first, followed by participants. This is different from English. English is a subject-first language. So the first thing in an English sentence is usually the subject, which is the most important participant, whereas the first thing in a Nuchonal sentence is usually, not always, but usually the predicate, that is the event or description that the sentence is about. Several of the verbs we learned today are verbs that specify a location. So, for example, our words for standing are tlakish, tlakis. Tlakish is for standing indoors. Tlakis is for standing anywhere else. Tikwas is for sitting on a platform, by which I mean a horizontal surface. Tikwis is for sitting on a floor or indoors. It's used for both. There's at least three words we can use for swimming: susa, hatis, chuya. These do not mean the same thing. Susa is swimming the way a person swims. Hatis means immersing yourself in water. So it can mean swimming or bathing, both. Similar to the English word bathe, right? Bathing suit, bathtub, same root in English as well. Chuya is interesting. It's an example of a group action word. Nuchanoth has just a small number of verbs that refer to a group of things doing something. Chuya means a group of sea animals swimming, usually migrating. So it refers to fish migrating or whales migrating. So it's a pod of whales migrating, a school of fish swimming. You might ask, how do we describe a single fish swimming? And the answer is, after studying Nuchanoth for 13 years, I'm still not sure. Because I want to say susa masoha, for example, like the spring salmon is swimming. But no fluent speaker I've ever asked likes that sentence. And I think it's because in nature, you don't often see fish swimming alone. You see them swimming in schools. So chuya is usually the word. We also learned the article mood today, e. And interestingly, this is not relevant to you yet, but eventually, if you go further in Nuchanoth, it'll be important to understand that the article is not a true article in Nuchanoth. Rather, it is actually a mood. Unlike English, which has articles, and the, which are a specific class of words, the Nuchanoth ending e actually acts like a mood. It's hard to see that in these simple sentences, but as we look at more and more complex sentences, that'll become clearer later on. We translate e as the, but it is not used in exactly the same way as the English word the. So you can't just translate from English to decide when you should say e and when you should not. Here are a couple of differences between English and Nuchanoth. In English, if we're saying the girl is holding the fish, we would have to mark both with the. We can't say the girl is holding fish in English. That is a sentence, but it means something else. Whereas in Nuchanoth, we can mark both with e or only one with e. You can mark either one. And when we mark only one of two participants with e, one thing that e does is it says this is the more important participant. Often that means that's the subject as opposed to the object. Another difference between Nuchanoth and English is that in Nuchanoth, we can use e in out-of-the-blue contexts. So, for example, I might start a story by saying a chief had a daughter. And I could say, hakwat nakwe'in hatwith'i. Hatwith'i is the chief, right? It is the first time I'm mentioning the chief, but in Nuchanoth, it's perfectly natural to mark him with e. Hakwat nakwe'in hatwith'i. In English, we cannot mark something with the first time we mention it. We would have to mark it with a chief had a daughter. Then once I've mentioned him, I can start calling him the chief. So that's another subtle difference between how e is used in Nuchanoth versus how the is used in English. Chu, that's plenty for now. Thank you all for your patience and your discipline. Take a nap. See you at 1 o'clock. Chu-ch.